Welcome to the Morbid Rewind podcast. I'm your host, Jeremiah. In this podcast, I will be sharing my thoughts and feelings about Ash and Elena's Morbid True Crime podcast. This episode will be all about the infamous David Parker Ray and his associate, Cindy Hindy. David Parker Ray was not a good guy. In total, he raped, tortured, and murdered at least 40 women. This case starts with Cynthia. Cynthia was a sex worker in New Orleans, and she had gotten this tip from a person that she knew saying, "Hey, the guy over there would like your services for the night." So Cynthia went over and she was like, "Hey, you know, like, what's the price, whatever." That's when David pulled out his police badge and Cindy Hindy came up behind her and tried to handcuff her. Now, Cynthia, being amazing, she fought back, and this case starts with Cynthia. Cynthia was a sex worker in New Orleans, and she had gotten this tip from a person that she knew saying, "Hey, the guy over there would like your services for the night." So Cynthia went over and she was like, "Hey, you know, like, what's the price, whatever." That's when David pulled out his police badge and Cindy Hindy came up behind her and tried to handcuff her. Now, Cynthia, being amazing, she fought back, and eventually David and Cindy got her into the RV and drove 150 miles to their house. Now, their house was a mess. Just piles of just trash everywhere. And multiple torture devices and sex toys everywhere. Now, they took her to David's bedroom where the walls and literally almost every square inch was covered in some sort of torture device. Now, they tied her up on the bed with a 5-foot chain and a collar with a padlock around her neck. After 3 days of David and Cindy torturing Cynthia, Cynthia finally escaped by ripping the chain, the 5-foot chain and collar around her neck. She ripped it right out of the wall and she ran to the nearest house, which luckily the old couple was home and they were able to call the police and eventually get David and Cindy arrested. I love Morbid so much. I mean, I love true crime, but Ash and Elena just make it so much more fun to learn about. And the amount of knowledge that they have on the topic really just makes it that much more exciting. There's a couple of things that I would change about the style of how they record podcasts. For one, I get that it's like completely shocking to find out all of these interesting facts about these murderers, cases, and events, but they could use a little less language. I've listened to a bunch more episodes of Morbid, and they're all amazing, but this is probably one of my favorite cases. A good general audience for Morbid would probably be 15 to 16 plus because of the language and grotesqueness of some of the details. Don't get me wrong, I love a good book, but listening to a podcast just makes it so much more fun for me because the people that talk about it and make the podcast usually are just so energetic and passionate about the topic It just makes it that much more fun. Thank you for taking your time to listen to my podcast. I'm your host, Jeremiah, and this has been Morbid Rewind.